Hello, friends. Happy Friday. Happy July 9th, 2021. Want to do a check-in because who doesn't love a good check-in? And who doesn't love reminders? Who doesn't love inspiration? And who doesn't love to feel good and to know that there's hope? There's hope on the front of health and weight management, weight loss, weight maintaining. There's hope. There's always hope. And you have to twist and turn that mindset around to know that you can accomplish whatever you set out to accomplish. And I've always preached that it's something that you do have to work on, but you work at your job. You do things that you don't like at your job. You show up for your job. You show up for meetings. You show up for your kids' sports events. You show up to see and visit people and take care of people. And there's so many things that you show up for. But the missing link here is showing up for you and making yourself a priority. I know how that feels because for years, I didn't do that. I didn't do it. I didn't think about it. I just gobbled up all the food and put in all the sugar. Sugar was my addiction. And all the unhealthy food and just way, way, way too much food and dealing with how I felt on the inside and the unhappiness and the stress. And when you begin to focus day by day, day by day, it is a day-by-day focus, and it is something that has to be consistent to make progress, and sometimes you don't see your progress, and you don't give yourself credit for your progress, but you could be implementing more whole foods, more good protein, and that's progress. That is progress. You don't realize it. Sometimes we just don't realize it until we're down and out. And we think, hey, you know, I felt better when I was doing da-da-da-da, whatever, da-da-da. And I need to get back to that. And then sometimes you think, well, how did I do that? I don't remember. What did I do? How was I successful? You were successful because you showed up. And you kept pushing forward. And you gave it some effort. Just like you do with your job. Every day. And yourself should be first in the mix. And if it's not something that you feel like, if somebody is demanding something from you and you just don't have the time or the commitment, take that time out for yourself. And back up off your responsibility. And take a break and readjust and refocus. You will find that you will always find happiness in that. That you will know that you're making progress. But progress doesn't come day in and I'm done. Progress comes day in. I'm showing up today. I'm showing up tomorrow. I'm going to repeat this. And I'm going to do it 80-20, you know, and I'm going to practice that 80-20 until I can get a little bit better. But weight loss is about the calorie deficit. Whatever you're consuming, it is a calorie deficit as far as weight loss. But you need to consider some good foods, you know, instead of potato chips with crappy oils. You know, I've done a lot of research on oil. And oils are killers for you. There's a lot of cancer-causing products out there that you find in coffee creamer. And it's called carrageenan. And, you know, long-term, over a period of time, that needs to be out of your diet and not to consume it. Because who wants to put something in your body that you know is harmful? So keep showing up for yourself and do the best that you can do. Make the best decisions you can do. And when the donut box comes around, if you're okay with a donut for the day, if you haven't had one for 2 weeks and it doesn't derail you, do the donut if you want to. I'm not here to slap your hand. I'm just here to remind you. Sugar is really not good. It keeps you inflamed. It keeps you craving so many other things. Have the natural stuff. Eat you some fruit. You know, have the more wholesome one ingredient things that will keep you healthy, that will help your health, that gives you antioxidants, that gives you vitamins and fiber, not things that are filled with junk. So just wanted to share that. I know that it's been something that I've talked about many times, but it's important because you're important. And when you take that view and you look in that microscope and that lens of me and what you need, then you're on that path. That's the me path. That's what I need to do. It's not what your friend's doing that wants you to go out for pizza and junk food. It's the me path. And it's the path of finding healthier alternatives, even when you go to restaurants. You know, I've done that for a long time now. And, you know, yeah, I can put all the crap back in, but I've worked too hard to take it out. So I'm tired of taking steps forward and taking, you know, double the steps backwards. And it's hard, you know, you just have to keep practicing. And when you start doing that over and over, I just didn't want my journey to be a repeat of over and over and over. I wanted to stay on top of it. And have I gained weight? Yes, I've gained weight. There's been times I've gained 6, 10 pounds, whatever. But then I say, hey, I'm not doing this. I'm just not doing this. So stop. Stop now and refocus. You've got this. I hope you have a great weekend and take care of you.